I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Sunday, an Islamic extremist opened fire at a Russian church during a time of festivities. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith shares.
Basically, as we understand it, there were five women killed at a shooting, and it was actually an Orthodox church in Dagestan. And then you had five other people, including a police officer and a guardsman, that were injured. Apparently, the security forces were able to shoot and kill the attacker at the scene, and it was a young 22-year-old Dagestan native that did this.
ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, but why do we keep talking about extremist violence? Because it reminds us of the urgency to share the gospel. After all, no one else can turn hearts other than Jesus Christ. Would you preferably consider coming alongside groups like SGA working to support the Russian church? And in 2004, Biblica developed an HIV/AIDS prevention program for teens. It was called Reach for Life, and more than a decade later, it's still going strong. Biblica's Marius Brand shares.
And so we worked with experts to develop a program and then also a New Testament Bible, which gave young people the resources, first of all, to be informed about sex and sexuality and HIV/AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases, but also to give them the resources, the spiritual resources, to deal with the kinds of choices and pressures that young people face.
Today, Reach for Life is in 24 countries and 11 languages, and over a million young people have gone through the program since it began. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.